by Geiser to Schroer in the middle. Her attack, one arm up by Smith. Run down by Shundoff. Has to be passed across by Herbert. Palucic sets Schroer again in the middle. Her attack out of bounds! And Carney Catholic going to the state championship.
Today, from the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island, it's the C1 State Championship between the Mid and Whippets and the Carney Catholic Stars. High school volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
And to serve it away, the senior leader, Carly Bauer, to send Mid into the state final. Bauer's serve. Good one to Cush. Here's the set. Dumped across. Dug out by Woodward. Set to the right side. Stewart. Blocked. Comes back over to Minden. They'll set middle for Malcolm. Tip. Dug out. Bolts over. Pass out of bounds. And Minden's going to the state championship.
Today marks the third meeting of this year between these area rivals. Carney Catholic is playing in their fourth straight finals. The defending state champion has claimed both meetings this season. Minden is back in the finals for the first time since 2007, and is looking for their first state title since 1980. And nothing would be sweeter than capturing the title from their longtime adversaries from Carney Catholic. It's the Whippets and Stars and the C1 state title coming up next. But first in New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll take you live to the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island with Sports Director Doug Duda. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon, everyone, from the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. It's time for the 2013 Class C1 State Volleyball Championship between two area powers as the defending state champion Carney Catholic Lady Stars take on the Minden Lady Whippets. I'm Doug Duda, along with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns, here on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we start the second and final session in Grand Island. This will be the final time the state volleyball tournament is held in the near future. The fourth and final year here at the Heartland Event Center for the championships. It returns to Lincoln next year. Three champions have already been crowned here today. Two from the listening area, starting with Hastings St. Cecilia this morning, beating Freeman 25-27, 25-14, 25-14, and 28-26. Then it was Giltner downing Stewart 25-17, 25-14, 25-18. And in five sets, Omaha Marion came back to beat Millard West. And they do that 15-12 in the fifth. Millard West had won the first two sets, but Marion comes back and takes it in five. Still to come after this match, the Class B final, as Norris, after snapping the 65-match winning streak of Grand Island Northwest, will take on Elkhorn South, the number 8 seed. And the final match of the night is in D1, as the top seed O'Neill St. Mary's takes on the number 2 seed in Bruning Davenport Chickley. We'll take a break here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. The starting lineups, a couple of comments from the coaches, Ed Rouse and, of course, Chris Connor. They have met twice this year, both going to Kearney Catholic. Most recently, the Stars really dominated the Whippets in the sub-district final. It was a very tight first set, but sets 2 and 3 went to Kearney Catholic. Earlier this year, the first Tuesday of the year, they always have a triangular, these two schools with Gibbon. It was played in Minden. It went 3 sets, but Kearney Catholic won it again. There would be no better opponent to win the state championship against for Minden than Kearney Catholic. For Kearney Catholic, they overcame their obstacles over the past few years, could never get by past Grand Island Central Catholic, and then after losing to Columbus SCOTUS in the state final 2 years ago, beat the Shamrocks in the state finals yesterday, and Minden yesterday right by Columbus SCOTUS in 4 sets. Both teams went 4 as Kearney Catholic beat Ogallala. For Minden, 4 losses this year, 2 to Ogallala, the other 2 to Kearney Catholic. For the Kearney Catholic Stars, theirs have been a little bit more spread out. Most of them came at the beginning of the year at the Beatrice Tournament, Waverly a couple of times, Elkhorn, and Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln. They also lost in 5 to Grand Island Central Catholic, and then, of course, 2 losses in the Lou Platt Conference Tournament to St. Paul and Wood River. Since then, they have won 12 straight to make it back to the state championship for the 4th consecutive year. It's the C1 State Volleyball Championship. If you're listening and watching the Husker game, we're glad you come in and joined us for a little bit. We're also on the World Wide Web at PlantRiverPreps.com. Back with the starters and more right after this.
If you're a grower looking for big yield, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about your seed treatment options for your farm, contact Tom or Jamie Madsen of Madsen Seed in Minden, your local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. Congratulations, Whippets, and best of luck at State.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
And welcome back here to the Heartland Events Center in Grand Island. We'll take a look at some of the results from earlier in the day. All the consolation matches are over. In Class A, Papillion La Vista beat Lincoln Southeast in 3. In Class B, it was Grand Island Northwest bouncing back and taking care of Scutt very easily, 25-17, 22-19. In the C1 consolation, Ogallala beat Columbus Scotus 15-7 in the fifth set. In Class C2, it was West Point Guardian Angels over Palmyra in 4 sets. In D1, Friend swept Howells Dodge. And in Class D2, Bertrand fell to Sterling after having their hearts crushed yesterday, 17-15 in the fifth set. That's one of those where I'm sure the emotion had totally been taken away from them, and Sterling swept Bertrand 25-19, 12, and 21. So 3 state champions crowned, and there, of course, are still 2 to go here, or 3 to go here at the Heartland Event Center today. We did have a chance to catch up with the coaches after yesterday's ball games. Of course, Kearney Catholic beating Ogallala. Coach Chris Connor wasn't sure at that time who they would play, SCOTUS for the third straight year of the final or Minden for the third time this year.
Yeah, either one will be a great game, I'm sure. They're both good teams, and, you know, we're obviously pretty well versed with Minden, know a lot of their strengths and weaknesses. And SCOTUS, we've only seen play once. I've seen them play a few times, but the girls only seen them once. So, you know, we're excited to be in that final. And now we just hope we can get past that, you know, yeah, we've been there, but for most of these girls, it's all new. So, you know, hopefully they can get through that little terror stage quick so that they're relaxed and ready to go tomorrow.
And for Minden head volleyball coach Ed Rouse, he knows that this is new for his girls, and he knows that their arch nemesis is on the other side of the net.
You know, I don't think we'll even talk about that. It's just the opportunity, and it's been the opportunity down here, is that we've said the whole time we didn't know Wahoo and don't know SCOTUS, didn't know SCOTUS other than seeing them. Of course, we played Kearney Catholic, which that really should only work to our advantage if we allow it to. And not, I mean, they would like to have the results affect us. I mean, who wouldn't? But there's no reason to do that. We should let it make us familiar, and it's totally an opportunity. I mean, we're not gonna walk out here balling our eyes out tomorrow, no matter what happens. It's just a great opportunity, and so we're where we want to be right now. So we should. I don't think we should dread or fear. We're not gonna walk away and not play. That'd be worse. So I just see it as an opportunity, and they are a very good team. We totally respect their game. Those girls are very good, and but so are we. So we're playing probably as well as we have all year right now. So what a better time. Great challenge.
That's Ed Rouse, head volleyball coach of the Minden Whippets, and we expect a great volleyball game here this afternoon. And we will take a look at the starting lineups between the Stars and Whippets as the New Tech Seed pregame show continues after this.
Seth Johnson is your channel seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, the only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth.
When you've been around for more than a century, you understand the power of generations, the value of nurturing and developing those who will carry on the legacy of agriculture and food production. That's why the Aurora Cooperative helps young people gain the experience, expertise, and wisdom to feed the world, be good stewards, become responsible community leaders, and continue setting the example for the generations that follow. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits. It's time to take a look at the starting lineups for our C1 State Championship. Brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. First off today, for the Minden Whippets, they came in as the number 4 seed, no difference in their starting rotation. Number 16 is a 5'10 sophomore outside hitter, Rebecca Stewart. Number 5, 5'6 junior middle hitter is Addie Woodward. Number 4, 5'6 junior center is Allie Rouse. She'll be followed in the rotation by number 13, that is the 5'10 senior outside hitter, Carly Bauer, probably the best attacker and hitter on the floor here today. She'll be followed by number 10, a 5'8 sophomore middle in Emily Malcolm, and number 25, a 5'5 sophomore right side hitter in Jenna Denny. The libero today is number 1, 5'1 senior Anisha Keene. The head coach of the Minden Whippets is Ed Rouse, assisted by Julie Radka and Chris Ostebuer. Minden comes in to today's tournament championship with a record of 27-4 on the season. They beat Broken Bow, lost in the sub-district final to Kearney Catholic, but here at the state tournament on the wild card, they defeated Wahoo and Columbus Scotus, both in 4 sets. Now for the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars. Number 9, 5'10 freshman right side hitter, Anna Squires. She'll be followed by number 6, 5'8 sophomore outside hitter, Maddie Squires. Number 8, 5'9 junior middle is Callie Oprick. Number 5, 5'7 senior center is Shayla Connor. She'll be followed by number 4, 5'6 junior back row specialist, Whitney Colling. And number 7, 5'7 sophomore middle hitter in Courtney Shundoff. The libero is number 23, a 5'6 junior, Morgan Studi. The head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars is Chris Connor, assisted by Amy Johnson, Lisa Sokolowski, and James Refinus. Kearney Catholic came in as the number 6 seed, and they are now 26-8 on the season. And as you can tell, the Kearney Catholic fans are seated behind our vantage point here at the Heartland Event Center. Minden on the far side from us, and for Kearney Catholic, this is their 4th consecutive trip to the state championship game. They have really played well in these state championship games, and we will tell you more about that here in just a little bit. For Kearney Catholic, they defeated in the postseason the Stars very solid, getting the job done, not losing a set until yesterday. Beat Centura, then Minden, then St. Paul in the district final, then came in and dominated Shadron in the opening round before being pushed to 4 sets, a 26-24 fourth set victory yesterday over Ogallala. And that is a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank. They take your banking and make it simple at Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. We'll have more on the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this timeout.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
The excitement continues here at the Heartland Event Center. Doug Duda along with Stacy Johns, our producer engineer, as we get ready to bring you today's matchup. The only radio station in the state of Nebraska to bring you this C1 final, which is understandable. They're right here in our backyard, and a pleasure to see these two teams meet again here today. Kearney Catholic will move from left to right wearing their gold uniforms with green trim, and Minden will move from right to left with their purple uniforms and white trim. I think it's going to be very important for Minden to get off to a good start here today. That goes without saying. They did yesterday against Columbus SCOTUS and won that first set, had a nice lead. SCOTUS came back and tied it at 22. And as we talked about with Ed Rouse, had Minden lost that set, it might have turned the entire match around. But it gave Minden that confidence that, you know what, not only can we hang with Columbus SCOTUS, but we can beat Columbus SCOTUS. So we're ready for volleyball, and you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs, as they're proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We will be back with the opening serve of our C1 state championship game right after this timeout on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Minden, Grand Island, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Growing up, you didn't care if your home was small, or if the curtains were old, or if you had to share a room with your brother and your guinea pig. I mean, they both smelled the same. The important things were sneaking in bed with mom and dad when it thundered. Now you care more about things like square footage, and if there's a breakfast nook. You still want a home that gives you all the good feelings of the one you grew up in. Call McBride Realty of Minden. Scott, Glenda, Annie, and Patty know about the heart and soul of a home. For more information, visit McBrideRealtyServices.com.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
People you know. Community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
Well, if the match is as good as the national anthem, we should go deep into a fifth setter here this afternoon as we are ready for high school volleyball action momentarily, waiting for the official announcement, as here we go. Again, Kearney Catholic just has had Minden's number. And if this Minden team can forget that, don't worry about it, get over it, act like it's a team they've never played before, that's going to be their best opportunity here today to really get off to the start that they want and have a chance to win the team's first state championship since 1980. They were in the 2007 championship and fell to Ord in that state final in Class C1, where they were the runner-up. For Kearney Catholic, as we said, they played Columbus SCOTUS the last 2 years. Both of them went to five sets. The previous year, a four-setter against Grand Island Central Catholic in the championship match. So the fourth consecutive final for the Stars, the second in 6 years here for Minden. And we are expecting some good volleyball here. In case you just joined us, Nebraska's behind 20-7, four turnovers for the Huskers in their football game this afternoon with Michigan State. Now that's why Nebraska's losing the football game. Michigan State leading it by a score of 20-7. So the Huskers will try to get back into that one. We'll bring you the volleyball, and we're glad you're along with us. These girls know plenty about each other. Omaha Marion, Hastings St. Cecilia, Giltner, your state champions so far today. Norris and Elkhorn South will be next in B. O'Neill St. Mary's and Brooding Davenport Shickley in D1. Your consolation winners today, Papillion-La Vista, Grand Island Northwest, Ogallala, West Point Guardian Angels, Friend, and Sterling. Minden has won the toss, and they, of course, will serve it away. And it's a pleasure to say that we are here to bring you today's state volleyball championship. Rebecca Stewart will go to the back line to get things started for the Minden Whippets. Kearney Catholic will have Studi, Calling, and Maddie Squires back deep to serve receive. The whistle blows. And our C1 championship is underway. Across to Jones, picked up by Squire, stays in the back row. Calling high bump set for Studi in the back row. Her attack picked up by Stewart. Here's Rouse setting to Bauer on the outside. Her first attack down and good. And Minden has the first point of the championship. Carly Bauer with the kill. And now Stewart will serve it away again. Stewart leading the team in aces. Takes this a little bit higher to Calling. Set to the outside, Maddie Squires off the attempted block. One arm up by Stewart. Short set middle. Woodward will tip it across into the open donor hole and get the kill. Woodward with the kill, and it's 2-0 Minden. Good start here for the Whippets. Both coaches said their team's pretty loose today. Had a little send-off for both squads before they headed here as Stewart serves it into the net. So both teams a little more relaxed maybe, and maybe just knowing who they're playing gives them that opportunity to be a little more relaxed. Allie Persosky will come in. One thing about the Stars, everybody on that bench plays and has played and contributes. Not nearly as deep over here for the Minden Whippets. As the serves across, set to the right side. Woodward on the attack, blocked by Maddie Squires, dug out by Denny. Rouse sets it to the outside. Bauer off the tip. Good dig by Studi. Popped up in the air there by Maddie Squires. Back row, Studi on the attack. Dig by Taylor and dump back across. Calling is able to keep it alive. Studi has to come again from the back row. Taylor with the dig. Rouse sets middle. Woodward gets high in the air. Persosky ups it in the back row. And it has to be passed across. Into the front row it goes. Rouse one set. Passes well off the mark. And it is off the mark here for Minden. Free ball to the Stars. Maddie Squires will drop it over. Overpassed above the net. Oprek with the tip. And we've got a lift called on Minden trying to dig it out of their own net. Callie Oprek. He'll get credit for the point. 2-2, first set. And Persosky with the serve. Floats it very short. Denny has to dive to save it. Here's Bauer on the outside, down and good. Carly Bauer, her second kill. Bauer came into the state tournament with 341 kills for Kearney Catholic. Callie Oprek and Maddie Squires led the way at just over 200. But Squires has really split time with Kylie Teal, who has come into her own the last 3 weeks as Woodward serves for Minden. Set to Squires on the outside. Maddie takes it the back row. The dig is made by Denny. High set, Bauer on the outside. Angle attack is dug out. Calling. Dumped across by Connor right into the hands of Woodward. Back set right side. Here comes Malcolm, and she'll drop it down for Minden. 4-2 Minden. Emily Malcolm with her first kill. And Woodward to serve it away again. Opening set, Minden 4. And Kearney Catholic 2. Woodward serve. Puts a little cut on that to Calling. Pass tight to the net. Connor's able to up it to Oprek. Middle attack is going to sail deep and out of bounds. And Minden 5-2. Again, there is no surprise that Minden would get off to a good start. They've had good starts, had leads. They've served for matches against Kearney Catholic. Just have never been able to do it or finish it. And a bump set to the outside, rolled across Maddie Squires, picked up there by Malcolm. Back to the middle, it is Bauer. Bauer into the net, four hits. Attack error on Minden. And Kearney Catholic will pick up the point. That brings Mackenzie Smith to serve. Paige Herbert into the front row. Smith just keeps getting better and better as the season has gone along. Her serving and her defense. She's probably leading the team in digs. And here's an ace. First ace of the championship belongs to Mackenzie Smith. And for Smith, she came into the tournament with 35, has picked up about five more since then. And it's 5-4, but then it's into the net. So the ace, then the error, and back to Allie Rouse for Minden. Kearney Catholic will continue to put back three defensively here on serve receive. And Rouse floats that one across the net, picked up by Persosky. Set outside, but set into the net by Connor. Herbert had no chance. There's a rare error by Shayla Connor, the four-year starter. Just put it a little too close to the net, trying to set up the width of the court. Rouse looking for two in a row. Every server so far has got two in a row for Minden. Rouse across to Smith. Connor sets right side. Oprek couldn't get much on it. It's sitting on top of the tape. Comes over to Malcolm. Rouse sets Jenna Denny on the right side into the back row. Studi with the dig. Connor, middle attack, tipped across but wide by Oprek. And the Stars are getting into that tip drill here. Not much swinging going on. And it is 8-4, Minden. Rouse now looking for three in a row. Coach Connor off the bench trying to get her girls a little pep talk here. Line drive on the serve receive, redirected over the net by Connor. Here's Bauer on the outside, but she puts it into the net for the second time. Two attack errors for Bauer. Again, maybe a little, when you know each other so well, you know exactly where you want to go instead of just a general area. You got to be careful you don't get too fine as Morgan Studi fires the jump serve for the Stars. At Bauer, Rouse sets outside Denny. Denny off the block. It's going to be dug out and returned in the middle by Bauer off the shunned off block. Now Courtney tips it across. Dug out back row Woodward. Denny trying to pass it back across. Free ball here. Herbert. Connor back to Herbert. Page on the left side. Clips the net. It's down and good. Paige Herbert with her first kill. The second kill for Kearney Catholic. And it's 8-6. Studi's jump serve again. Fires this one beautifully cross court in the far corner to Shea Taylor. Middle attack by Bauer off the block of Shundoff. Smith with the dig. Set to the 10-foot line. Herbert blocked by Bauer. And that's going to be good enough for the Minden point. Ace block for Carly Bauer. Minden had just one ace block in their win yesterday against Columbus SCOTUS. And Carly will now go back to serve it away. 9-6, game one, Minden. Bauer floats it into the corner to Prasoski. Middle of the floor, Connor sets outside Shundoff. Big look down and good. Courtney Shundoff. Wide open corner in front of the Minden bench. And that'll be the first kill for Shundoff. Back to serve, Shayla Connor. Connor likes to move the ball around. She'll go deep. She'll go short. That's short and overpass right back to Smith. Connor sets outside Herbert over the block, which was late getting there. Dug out, but not good enough to keep it alive. Herbert with the kill. And that was all because of the strong serve that time. It got overpassed. Kearney Catholic moved quickly. Didn't allow the Minden block to get there in time. And it's 9-7. Make it 9-8, Minden. And again, a short serve. Bump set to the middle, and it'll be a back row attack by Bauer. Dug out Studi. Set outside Herbert again. Again, the block late getting there. Herbert looked like she hit it into the net, but Minden tipped it. No argument. Herbert drives it across. Up there by Stewart. Right side, Denny dumped it into the net. We're tied. It's 9-9, game one of the C1 championship. Connor, the first star to get more than 1 point from the service line. And Shayla Connor. Floats that, keeps getting it at Bauer. Rouse sets it middle. Denny takes it off the block. One arm up. Beautiful by Smith to keep it alive. Stars will be able to pass it across. Free ball here. And it'll be set by Jenna Denny. Stewart on the outside. Drives it into her own net. Four hits will be Kearney. 10-9, Kearney Catholic. And our longest run of the first set. Minden had 2 3-point runs. Now Kearney Catholic has a 4-point run. 10-9, Stars. Their first lead of the state final. Across to Bauer, dumped across by Rouse. Connor is there for it. Smith has to save it. Trouble. It's at the net. The joust. A whistle. And they're going to call Kearney Catholic into the net, it looks like. Stars into the net trying to win that joust, and it'll be Minden Point, 10-10. And number 10, Emily Malcolm, to serve it away here for Minden. Malcolm right in the middle service area, takes a half step, fires it deep and out of bounds. Second service error here for Minden, and it's 11-10 Kearney Catholic in the opening set. Back into the front row, Maddie Squires and now Whitney Colling will come in to serve it away for Kearney Catholic. Colling yesterday picked up an ace serve, 6 points from that service line. Whitney fires it into the back corner to Bauer. Rouse sets right side. The attack by Woodward is going to be on the line. Just caught the tape on the far wing, and Addie Woodward will get her second kill. 11-11, 5 kills and an ace block so far for Minden. 4 kills and an ace serve so far for Kearney Catholic. And Jenna Denny back to serve to complete the first rotation. Cross to Colling. Connor sets middle, shunned off into the net. Point Minden, 12-11. Whippets back on top. Don't forget at the end of our match tonight, the Misco Sports postgame show, and it'll wrap up our volleyball season. And then it's back to the football semifinals Monday and Tuesday. We'll talk about that a little bit later on as Connor sets right side. Anna Squires terminates. Anna Squires with the most powerful kill here so far of this match. And it's 12-12. And into serve will be Michelle Messbarger. Messbarger getting her first chance here to wrap up the Stars rotation. Across to Keane, the libero for Minden. Set off the net for Stewart. Stewart rattles it off the block. Stars can't dig it. kill Rebecca Stewart, and that'll be her first. Stewart had an outstanding match yesterday against Columbus SCOTUS. She picked up 9 kills. She had 4 ace serves, had 11 total points, and she's back there to serve it away with a one-point lead, but just misses the corner. And a second service error for Stewart. 13-13. Kearney Catholic to serve with Allie Persosky. Midway through game one, C1 championship here on Classic Hits. Very short serve. Bauer with a good pass, though, to Rouse. Back to Carly over the double block. Studi with the dig. Persosky has to set to Maddie Squires. Rolls it into the corner. And Maddie Squires will pick up the kill. Her first one of the match. And Kearney Catholic will be up 14-13. Back to serve it away. Persosky moves to the left-hand corner. Allie floats it across. Middle attack. Rattle off the net. Down and good. Woodward with her third kill, and it's 14-14 here in game number one. No one has had more than a four-point lead. Minden did get up 8-4. Stars turned it around quickly to go up 10-9. Now we're back and forth. Serve across, dumped over by Connor, and that was the first kill for Shayla. Connor had 10 kills, tied for the team high with Herbert yesterday, and Kearney Catholic already has 6 different players with a kill. Herbert has 2. Connor, Squires, Shundoff, and Oprich each one. And Mackenzie Smith now to serve it away at 15-14. Kearney Catholic slide to Malcolm. Had to tip it close to the antenna. Quick return by the Stars. Shea Taylor runs it down. Set outside Bauer. Near side action is going to be picked up by Persosky, and Studi returns. Taylor with another dig. Set outside Bauer one more time. Her tip across. Studi's all over it. Roll to the right side, and Oprich deep. 15 all. And Minden will send Allie Rouse back to serve it away. We remember Ed Rouse telling us before the sub-district final that Kearney Catholic was the best defensive team in the back row that they play, probably in the class and maybe in the state, and they're digging a lot right here as the serve's across. It's dumped across again by Shayla Connor. It's good. Shayla, not really the normal dump that she puts over when a one-hand directional play, and got the kill. Morgan Studi to serve it away. Neither team has had to call a timeout yet. Studi's ace jump serve. 17-15 on the Morgan Studi ace. Second service ace here for Kearney Catholic. Four deep here for Minden. This one's handled nicely by Bauer. Tight to the net. Rouse outside. Denny. Denny on the corner attack. Picked up by Studi. Set for Herbert. Gets a good look at it. Pushes it across. Dug out towards the net. Bauer redirects it over. Studi back there saves to the outside. Herbert. Her attack popped up in the back row by Woodward. Back set. Bauer from the right wing. Goes near corner and got it. Great adjustment by Carly Bauer. She can be looking behind her and still hit the line. And Carly Bauer picks up her third kill. 17-16, Kearney Catholic and Bauer now to serve it away. Carly sends it into the deep corner to Smith. Connor shoves it over to Herbert. Takes it across Woodward with the easy dig. Jenna Denny rolls it across. Picked up there by Persosky. Short set middle. Courtney Shundoff is deep, and we're tied again. A few more errors starting to creep in now to the ball game, and it's 17-17. Bauer with her first service point. And Carly's serve. Clipped the net. Smith still handles it cleanly. Connor tries to set it across right on the line. No problem for Minden. Stewart right side. Attack dug out by Persosky. Overpass tipped down Malcolm. And Minden has the lead. Second kill for Emily Malcolm. 18-17. Bauer to serve. Stars hoping they can get the point here or else we'll probably see our first time out. Bauer to Smith. Has to be run down the pass a little off the mark that time, and Studi will send it across. Rouse, short set middle. Here's Malcolm, blocked up there by Shundoff. Denny just about stepped across the center line, ends up passing it over. Free ball, Stars. They'll set outside for Herbert. Page drives it over, and Bauer with the dig. Rouse sets outside Denny off the tip to Persosky. Connor dumps it over. It hit the net. That popped it up and saved Minden, maybe. Stewart right side off the block. Studi with the dig. Big, big rally going here. Out of the back row, Mackenzie Smith returns it and put it down. Minden let it go. They thought it was going to be long, but Mackenzie Smith will pick up her first kill. 18-18. Shayla Connor to serve it away for the Stars. She's the one that had the run last time, but here trying to throw short, puts it into the net, and a service error. So each team with two service errors here in the match. And Emily Malcolm to serve for Minden, leading it 19-18. Game one, your C1 state championship. Here on Classic Hits, deep serve, but it would have been in. Good job by Studi. Set to the outside, shunned off, and she's in. Shunned off goes on the near corner. And for Courtney, that'll be her second kill. 19-19, Kearney Catholic with the serve. Keynes back in as the libero for Minden. Maddie Squires into the front row, and Whitney calling to serve for Kearney Catholic. And calling serve. Down the line, Keene with the play. Good pass to Rouse. Slide it to Woodward off the block. Great reaction. Stars are able to thump it across. Dumped back by Rouse. Stars still a little out of system. Get it to Maddie Squires. She'll go short side and get the kill. Maddie Squires with her second kill. 20-19 in favor of Kearney Catholic. And back to serve it away will be Whitney Colling. Colling serve, the lefty. Floats it over to Keene. Here's the set. Rouse outside Stewart. She'll fire it across, and it's overpassed right back to her, and she'll tip it down. Rebecca Stewart just about knocked Morgan Studi into the back row of the bleachers, and the free ball came up to Stewart for the easy tip down. Tied at 20. Jenna Denny to serve. Over to Colling. Pass tight to the net. Connor set shunned off, and she puts it into her own net, and Minden gets the lead back at 21-20. And Kearney Catholic will call the first timeout here of the championship. Minden has the lead, 21-20, and we'll be right back.
People you know, community people. People you know, community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
In Lincoln, Michigan State continues to lead Nebraska, but the Huskers have scored mid-third. Michigan State 20 and Nebraska 14. Michigan State ball near midfield. Here it is Minden 21, Kearney Catholic 20 in the first set of the C1 State Championship. And Kearney Catholic has just used the first time out of the match. Jenna Denny to serve now for the Whippets, up one. Denny floats it across to Colling. Connor, back set, Anna Squires. It's blocked, and the Stars can't get it back. They tried to bump it up and hit the bottom of the net. And Rebecca Stewart gets credit for the ace block. And Minden has a two-point lead for the first time since they were up 9-7. Denny to serve. 3 points away from the first set. This one to Colling. Connor sets again. Maddie Squires on the outside. Termination, Maddie Squires. That's her third here of the first set. And it's 22-21. And to serve it away, Michelle Messbarger here for Kearney Catholic. Messbarger into the net. Service error, Minden 23-21. And back to serve it away will be the top server, at least in number of aces for Minden, and that's Rebecca Stewart, but she does have two errors already in this set. Stewart floats it into the middle. Studi plays it. Connor tight to the net, goes middle. Oprek on the attack, dug out by Denny. Rouse has to run it down from the 10-foot line. Bauer returns. Trouble for the Stars, and then they'll not get to it, even though Colling slid all the way off the back of the court. Carly Bauer, fourth kill. And it is game point Minden, and Kearney Catholic will use their final timeout. Timeout on the floor. It is 24-21. Minden will be right back.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
As always, we want to thank our many fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you exciting high school sports action, especially this time of the year, the state tournament, the state championships. Doug Duda with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns. And it is game point number one for Minden, 24-21. We were tied at 20. Rebecca Stewart to serve it for the Whippets. At Studi, Connor sets to the outside. Here comes Maddie Squires on the attack off Stewart. Keene still in the back row, has to be passed across. Stars with an opportunity here. Connor sets outside for Squires again. Maddie off the tape. It was tipped, so it's back to the Stars. Set to the outside. Squires rolls it across. Front row chance for Woodward. Woodward swing down and good, and Minden has won the first set. Maddie Woodward with her fourth kill, and Minden ends game one on a 5-1 run and takes the set from Kearney Catholic 25-21. We'll be back with the first set numbers in a minute. You're listening to the C1 State Championship on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Minden, Grand Island.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Doug Duda back with you here at the Heartland Events Center. Let's take a look at the unofficial first set numbers. First off for Kearney Catholic, Morgan Studi, 2 service points. One was an ace. Whitney Colling, 1 service point. Shayla Connor, 3 service points and 2 kills. Maddie Squires led the way with 3 kills. Courtney Shundoff, 2 kills. Callie Oakbrook, 1 kill. Anna Squires, 1 kill. Allie Prasoski, 2 service points. Mackenzie Smith had an ace serve and 1 kill. And Paige Herbert had 2 kills. 12 kills, no ace blocks, 2 ace serves for Kearney Catholic. 4 Minden in the first set. Allie Rouse, 2 service points. Addie Woodward, 2 service points and 4 kills. Emily Malcolm, 2 kills. Carly Bauer, 2 service points, an ace block and 4 kills. Rebecca Stewart, 4 service points, an ace block and 2 kills. And Jenna Denny had 3 service points. Minden also had 12 kills. They had 2 ace blocks and no ace serves. Still plenty of errors. Each team earned 14 of their points. And Minden earns the win in game one, 25-21. Back with game two of the C1 State Championship on Classic Hits after this timeout.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
When you've been around.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports action here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We go to a second set. It is Minden winning the opener 25-21 over Kearney Catholic. It has been a long, long time since Kearney Catholic has dropped the opening set of any of their matches. None here in the postseason, so we'll see how they respond here in the second set. Michigan State has scored again to take a 27-14 win over Nebraska on another Nebraska turnover. So if Nebraska would quit turning the ball over, they might have a chance. As Prasoski serves it away to start game two for Kearney Catholic. Attack power blocked. Oprick can push back across here by the Whippets. Set outside Maddie Squires. Near side roll and got her fourth kill. Kearney Catholic with the first point. Prasoski with the service point. And Kearney Catholic with the lead. Allie Prasoski. Short one here to Bauer. Rouse set right side. Woodward rattle off the tape. Came across just inside that antenna. Stars will go to Maddie Squires again, but this time going short side, it's out of bounds. She didn't have much of an option that time. She was so close to the antenna, the block was there. And a side out here for Woodward for Minden. 1-1. Game one. Game two. And an ace serve. It clipped the net for Bauer and then shot right off the dig attempt for Kearney Catholic. And that'll be the first ace serve of the championship here for the Whippets. Woodward, second serve. This one clearly into Herbert. Dumped over by Connor. Dug out by Woodward. Rouse sets middle. Malcolm tips it over. And it is saved by the Stars. No. They're going to say a double hit. There was a great pancake there by Herbert, but nobody could get it after that. So Malcolm will get credit for the Minden kill. 3-1 Minden. Woodward serve. Cross to Studi. Connor sets middle. Oprick with the attack. Dug out by Taylor. To the outside, Bauer. Her attacks into the net. Attack error. Point Stars. And Mackenzie Smith will come in to serve it away. Smith had an ace serve in the opening set. And Smith serve right down the middle to Bauer. Rouse going to set back to Carly. Carly, big swing, is down and good. Again, it kind of clipped the net, which took it away from the block potential there of Kearney Catholic. And Carly has her match-high fifth kill. 4-2 Minden, and Rouse to serve. Allie floats that one across. Overpass back on the dive there by Smith. Taylor has to backpedal just to play it. Outside Bauer. Dug out by Smith again. Here's the set for Herbert. Page into the net. Point Minden. Both teams trying to bring it a little too hard. And a few overswings have dropped it into the net. Rouse to serve it away. 5-2 Whippets. Minden won the opening set 25-21. Both teams with very experienced setters. Rouse 3 years for Minden, four for Connor. She sets it to Herbert, and Herbert terminates. Page with her third kill. Side out Kearney Catholic. Again, earlier today, Omaha Marion rallied from two sets down to beat Millard West in the Class A championship. It was St. Cecilia in four sets in C2 and Giltner in straight sets in D2. Jump serve across by Studi, attacked by Bauer, is returned nearly out of bounds. Rouse stayed out of the net, and it's passed back across. Set by Connor. Middle attack. Courtney Shundoff. Down and good. Third kill for Shundoff. Point for the Stars. 5-4. Kearney Catholic down by one. Studi will try and tie it up here. She has one ace. That ace, that serve is passed right in front of us to Rouse. Good pass back on the bump set to Bauer. Takes it across. Smith with the dig. Set to Herbert. Herbert off the tip. It's dug out of the back row by Taylor. To the 10-foot line, Denny. Rolls it into the back row to Studi. Outside Herbert. She'll go with a power tip. Set outside Bauer. She'll tap it over, and it works. Carly Bauer. Kill number six. Two Stars. Dove for it. They got a hand on it, but not enough to keep the ball in play. Carly Bauer now to serve it away here for Minden. Bauer, line drive to Studi. Connor backs up, sets it to Herbert on the right side. Off the net, it goes to Bauer. Here's the set, Rebecca Stewart right side, and she is deep out of bounds. Just missed the corner. 6-5 Minden, Kearney Catholic to serve. First set went to Minden, 25-21. Shayla Connor will go back to serve it away. And back into the front row, Anna Squires for the Stars. Knuckleball serve over to Bauer. Rouse has to run it down. Back row attack by Carly. Again, it clips the net, but pops it up for Connor. Set to the back row, Studi, and she is just off the back line with the attack. Point Minden. And it will be Emily Malcolm to serve it away here for the Whippets. Four back on serve receive, trying to keep Connor away from picking it up so that she can set it. To Studi. Connor sets the ball up right side. Shoved across there by Herbert, and it's good. A little miscommunication to the back row there by Minden. And Paige Herbert will get her fourth kill. Back and forth, no long runs here yet. Early in game number two, Minden 7, Kearney Catholic 6. Minden won the opener. And Whitney calling now to serve it away, and Kylie Teal will see her first action here in the championship as she checks in. Serve across to Keene. Here's the set right side. Woodward off the net again. Stars have to run it down and out of the back row. Studi takes a swing. Bauer, perfect pass to Rouse. Middle attack, Woodward. That's into the net. And four hits will be called. Sometimes it's hard to hear the whistle here. Side out. Kearney Catholic picks the point up, 7-7. Calling with her second service point. And the serve. Over to Keene, overpass into the back row for the Stars. Here's the set outside, Teal's first swing. Off the block, it's overpassed and out of bounds. Kylie Teal with the kill. And Kearney Catholic takes their first lead since 1-0. It's 8-7. Calling looking for three in a row here. And the lefty safely across to Bauer. Rouse sets to the middle. Jenna Denny on the attack. Back corner, Studi is able to dig it out. They're going to go to Teal from off the net. She'll roll it across. Set wasn't a very good one from Rouse, and she could show that with her facial expression. Stars will back set. A little slide shutoff dug out by Bauer. Rouse sets middle. Woodward blocked, but out of bounds. Shutoff on the block. Woodward with the kill. Addie's fifth kill ties us up at 8 apiece. And back to serve it away will be Jenna Denny. For Minden, she had an outstanding match yesterday against SCOTUS. Across it comes to Colling, to Anna Squires, and she'll dump it over. That's not how you draw it up on paper. Anna was expecting a higher set to her and didn't jump in time, so she just froze and then off her tiptoes kind of tapped it over the double block. And Michelle Messbarger back in to save it away here for Kearney Catholic. Messbarger down the middle to Keene. Rouse decides to dump it across. Picked up by Connor. Set to the outside, Kylie Teal. Blocked. Picked up right in front of the net by Anna Squires. Two ball across by Oprick. Minden slides right side. Woodward over the double block and out of bounds. Minden wants a tip. They're not going to get it. That appeared to be well over everybody on that one. Point Kearney Catholic. And the Stars have scored five of the last six to take a 10-8 lead. Messbarger to serve. And across it comes to Bauer. Low line drive. Sets Stewart on the left side. She tries the tip. It hits the antenna. And Minden may have to use their first time out. It's 11-8 Kearney Catholic in game two. Minden did win the opener. Coach Rouse just giving some instruction. He usually stands throughout the match, and the serve goes into the net. Back over to the Stars, or to the Whippets, and Rebecca Stewart to serve. 11-9, Kearney Catholic. First set went to Minden 25-21 after it was tied at 20 and was close the whole way. Down the sideline, Kylie Teal on serve receive. Middle attack, Anna Squires down again. Third kill for Anna. Kearney Catholic is about as balanced in the attack game.
For more than a century, you understand the power of generations, the value of nurturing and developing those who will carry on the legacy of agriculture and food production. That's why the Aurora Cooperative helps young people gain the experience, expertise, and wisdom to feed the world, be good stewards, become responsible community leaders, and continue setting the example for the generations that follow. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Headley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Headley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Headley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Conway.
Had a little power problem there, folks, here at the Heartland Events Center. We apologize for that, but we are back in the second set. Charlie Bauer with a kill and then a couple of errors, and Kearney Catholic leads it 14-12 with Morgan Studi on the jump serve. And we're back to action. Minden goes to Malcolm in the middle. Yes, I just said that. And it's set back across from Mackenzie Smith. Here's the set to the right side, and it's going to be driven across by Bauer, dug out by Studi. Set to Herbert. Herbert is blocked up front. Stars, great dig by Studi. Herbert again on the attack. Shea Taylor with the dig. Set to the outside, Jenna Denny. And it's blocked down by Shayla Connor. And Kearney Catholic with their first ace block of the match. And now they lead it by a score of 15-12. Here in set number two, Minden did win the opener. 25-21. Morgan Studi, great serve again. Picked up by Minden, though. They turn it into an attack by Bauer, dug out by Prusovsky. Set back row Studi. Her attack is picked up by Shea Taylor. Set outside, tight to the net. Denny has to shove it across. Connor sets it back into the corner. Woodward's there. Rouse scrambles, tight to the net again. Tapped over by Denny. Kearney Catholic will set to the outside. Herbert, she'll set it far side. Taylor with another great dig. Right side attack. Bauer, big run going here. The rally goes to the back row. Studi, her attack is up again. By Rouse, big point here. Denny's attack blocked up there by Shundoff. Dumped over by Rouse, and that'll end it. Point Minden. Allie Rouse with her first kill of this match. 15-13, Kearney Catholic. Carly Bauer to serve. Across to Mackenzie Smith. Set to the outside, Herbert. Herbert's attack down and good. Fifth kill for Paige Herbert, 16-13, Kearney Catholic. And Hannah Squires will rotate back in here for the Stars. Back to serve it away will be Shayla Connor. Nebraska on the board again. It's Michigan State 27, Nebraska 21. Last minute of the third, and a double hit on a Minden set will give Kearney Catholic a four-point lead at 17-13, and a timeout will be called by Minden. First set goes to Minden, 25-21. Kearney Catholic leading it here in game two, 17-13. We'll be right back.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, local people, local decisions, local ownership is not just our tagline. It's how we do business. Our experienced team of professionals care about this community, and they care about you, our customer. We strive to provide you with the best in customer service and quick local decisions. Visit us at NebraskaLandBank.com or stop by today at 46th Street and 2nd Avenue. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball for the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds. They're earned. The other two. Nicola. Shot good.
Cremosta, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosta.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
This is the C1 State Volleyball Championship on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda with you at the Heartland Events Center in Grand Island. So glad you're along with us for today's match. Minden winning the opening set, but Kearney Catholic now leading 17-13 in game two. Out of the Minden timeout, Shayla Connor serves again. Rouse sets to the outside. Big swing, Stewart down and good. Rebecca Stewart with her first kill of this game and third of the match. Side out Whippets. And it'll be Emily Malcolm to go back and serve it away. Malcolm had a good service game against Wahoo and even better yesterday against SCOTUS. Looking for her first service point of this championship match. Just inside the back line to Studi. Slide right side, Anna Squires with the tip, and it rolls off of Woodward down in good. Four kills for Anna Squires. Maddie Squires also has four. And Kylie Teal will come in. Squires played the first set and a half, and now Teal in. That's kind of been the normal routine for the Stars. Whitney calling now to serve at 18-14. Down the line to Anisha Keene. Minden back set Woodward right side into her own net. It's 19-14. Kearney Catholic now leads by five. Whitney Colling has had some success back at that service line. 3 points here in this set and four in the match. And the serve across to Carly Bauer. Wow, sets to the middle. The attack by Denny off the tip. Colling with the dig. Stays in the back row. Bump set to the back row. It'll be Studi across to Rouse. Stays in the back row. Bauer takes a big swing. It's in the net. And Kearney Catholic leads it by six, 20-14. And Minden's going to have to turn it around right now, or we're going to be all even at a set apiece. We were last tied at 8-8. Colling serve just droops it across to Bauer. Rouse sets outside Stewart. Big swing and in the net. Called on Kearney Catholic. I'm not sure they would have got Stewart's attack back, but we'll have to say they did. So end that point on a net violation. And Jenna Denny to serve it away. 20-15, Stars, game two. Denny serve. Across to Colling. Good pass, set to the outside. Kylie Teal blocked up front by Rouse. And set across to Keene. Allie will set middle. Woodward off the single block, down and good. Addie Woodward, the junior, she's had a solid, solid state tournament. She's been right there in every match, every set. And Denny again to serve it. Lead cut to four. Over to Studi. Connor sets outside. Teal with the attack off the tip. Bauer digging a back row. Sets Stewart on the outside. Rattles it into the block. Pass back across to Kearney Catholic. Shundoff pulls it up. Right side Squires. Angle attack down and good. Anna Squires with her fifth kill. 21-16 in favor of Kearney Catholic. And back to serve it away will be Massbarger. Michelle, few dribbles, and now the half step and serve over to Keene. Rouse to the outside, Stewart on the short angle. Beautiful play, Rebecca Stewart. Great placement by the sophomore. And she'll go back and serve it away. 21-17, Stars. Minden won the opening set. C1 state championship. Stewart serve, line drive, picked up by Teal, stays in the back row. Anna Squires sets it to Studi. Angle attack at a beauty. Morgan Studi with the kill, and that'll be her first of the match, even though they've went to her quite a bit. And now the Stars 3 points away from evening up the championship. Allie Persosky will come in and serve it. Third meeting of the year between these teams. Minden looking for a win anytime this year, last year, anytime against the Stars. Serve across to Denny. Rouse jumps set middle. Here's Bauer over the double block, but Colling's right there for the dig. Teal on the outside attack. It's tipped and off the back row. Good. Kylie Teal with her second kill. 23-17 and timeout Minden. Kearney Catholic 2 points away from evening our match. We'll be right back.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about your seed treatment options for your farm, contact Tom or Jamie Madsen of Madsen Seed in Minden, your local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Congratulations, Whippets, and best of luck.
In college football, they are on to the fourth quarter. Nebraska ball, but Michigan State leads 27-21. Nebraska, five turnovers in the game. They have the ball down six. Here, Minden won the first set 25-21. Kearney Catholic serving, leading 23-17 in the second. Bauer dumps it into the net. 24-17 Stars. Prusoski will serve here for the second set. And Alley on game point. Across to Bauer. Rouse decides to dump it across. One arm up by Colling, and it won't be played back. So Rouse gets the dump across for her second kill. 24-18, and still plenty of points to come here for Kearney Catholic. Addie Woodward to serve it for the Whippets. Game point number two for the Stars. At Studi, passes off the mark. Connor will bump set it. Teal will take it across. Rouse will bump set it to the outside for Bauer. She'll tip it across. Dug out there by Teal, and Connor has to set it over. Takes it out, Rouse. That way somebody else has to set it. Taylor to Bauer. Her attack dug out by Colling. Now the slide, right side. Obrick down and good, and Kearney Catholic has won game two. Callie Obrick with just her second kill of the match. And the Stars 25, the Whippets 18. And we are even at one set apiece. We'll be back with the numbers right after this. You're listening to the C1 State Championship on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Seth Johnson is your channel seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, the only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. Growing up, you didn't care if your home was small or if the curtains were old or if you had to share a room with your brother and your guinea pig. I mean, they both smelled the same. The important things were sneaking in bed with mom and dad when it thundered. Now you care more about things like square footage and if there's a breakfast nook. You still want a home that gives you all the good feelings of the one you grew up in. Call McBride Realty of Minden. Scott, Glenda, Annie, and Patty know about the heart and soul of a home. For more information, visit McBrideRealtyServices.com.
Let's take a look at the unofficial numbers of Game 2 here in the C1 Championship at the Heartland Event Center. For Minden, Allie Rouse had a service point and two kills. Addie Woodward, four service points. One was an ace, two kills. Emily Malcolm had a kill. Carly Bauer had two kills. Rebecca Stewart, two kills. And Jenna Denny, one service point. Nine kills, no ace blocks, and one ace serve. For Kearney Catholic, Michelle Messbarger, two service points. Kylie Teal, two kills. Morgan Studi, two service points and a kill. Whitney Colling had four service points. Shayla Connor, a service point and an ace block. Maddie Squires, a kill. Courtney Shundoff, a kill. Callie Obrick, the game-winning kill. Anna Squires, four kills. Allie Prusoski, three service points. And Paige Herbert had three kills. I had Kearney Catholic for 13 kills, one ace block, and no ace serves as the Stars win game two, 25-18. Minden won the opener 25-21. It's the best of five in the 2013 C1 State Volleyball Championship, even at a game apiece. We're off to the third set after this timeout on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Minden, Grand Island.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
The UNK football team falls today at Fort Hays State by a final score of 56-17. And in the fourth quarter, Nebraska has given the ball away, and Michigan State leads 27-21. as they had to punt it away. Here we go to the third set, and it will be Minden to serve it away with Rebecca Stewart to Anna Squires. Middle attack up by Stewart. Woodward on the attack into her own net. Point, Kearney Catholic. 1-0 Stars. And back to serve it away for the Stars will be Allie Prasoski. Allie so far has 5 service points, tied for the team high with Whitney Colling. Both play the back row and serve exclusively for Coach Chris Connor. Stars in their 4th consecutive state championship right down the line to Shea Taylor. Tipped over by Bauer. Colling with the dig. Dumped over by Connor. Picked up again by Taylor. Roused to the outside. Bauer angled down and good. Carly Bauer, her 7th kill, which is high for the match. 6 for Addie Woodward. 4 for Stewart. 3 for Malcolm. For Kearney Catholic, Anna Squires and Paige Herbert have 5. Maddie Squires with 4 or 3 for Courtney Shundoff. Woodward serves for Minden. Right side, Kylie Teal into the net. Point Minden, 2-1. Minden has had a 2-1 lead in all 3 sets. Woodward leading the service charge for Minden. That is her 7th, including an ace. And across it comes to Colling. Here's Connor. Sets Oprick on the left side. Drives Taylor down. Can they dig it out? Yeah, pass it back across, but a free ball here for the Stars. Connor slide Oprick right side. Down the line to Woodward, and that's it. Callie Oprick. Number 3 for her. 2-2. Third set. Mackenzie Smith comes in. Smith had an ace on her very first serve of the championship, but Minden's been able to get her off the line every other time, which has been different here in the postseason. Serve to Bauer. High bump set to Carly. Tight to the net. She has to punch it over. Chance here for the Stars. They go Herbert from the left wing. It hit the net. Popped up, and then Minden watches it fall. Break there for the Stars as Minden had 3 players converge on it like outfielders, and the ball fell. Smith to serve again. One of just 2 seniors on this Star team, her and Connor. Middle attack, driven across by Bauer, dug out by Prasoski. Set outside, it'll be Herbert. Dug out back middle by Denny. Here is Malcolm with the tip. Herbert's right there waiting for it. Set back to Page. Her attack, far corner, overpassed, free ball. Slap back by Herbert, that's good. 7th kill for Page Herbert. So after dropping the first set, Kearney Catholic has yanked away game 2 and has the momentum. They're up 4-2 here in the third. And we see a defensive change for Minden. Josie Madsen will come in, the 5'7 junior. She's about the only other sub that Coach Rouse uses on a regular basis. And the serve is deep here for Smith. Side out for Minden. And Allie Rouse will serve. Madsen will stay in for the time being. Give Malcolm a minute to rest. And the serve by Rouse. At Studi, Connor, set outside Herbert, got a good look at it, punched up by Taylor, scrambling for Minden, and is punched across. Stars again, high set for Herbert, this time in the net. Point, Minden, 4-4. And number 4, Rouse at the service line, looking for 2 in a row and a chance to give the Whippets the lead back here early in game number 3. We're even at a set apiece. And the serve, very short, just dropped across, passed it back, out of bounds by Prasoski. Ace serve for Rouse. That'll be her first and just the second as a team here for Minden. Both teams have pretty strong service games, but we sure haven't seen many ace serves in this match. Short serve, Smith had to pass it all the way to the back row to Woodward. Here's Rouse, setting it the width of the floor to Bauer. Her attack is blocked and picked up by the Stars. Oprick dumped it into her own net. 4 in a row by Minden. It's 6-4. So just as we say, Kearney Catholic had the momentum. It goes right back over to Minden. Rouse with the serve. She's looking for 4 in a row here. Again, another floater, but that one was picked up by Smith. Set to the outside. Herbert, good look down and good. Paige Herbert can jump out of the gym, and she's able to most of the time, if they can get a good set to her, elevate over the double block, and she did right there. Her 3rd kill of this game and her 8th of the match. To serve it away is Morgan Studi. And Studi's jump serve handled here by the purple of Minden. Bauer on the attack, dug out by Smith. Herbert on the outside, through the block, down and good. Paige Herbert helping carry the Stars here in game number 3-6. Studi to serve. And Morgan's jump serve is just off the back line. You never know, it dives so quickly. But Keene had the keen eye and let it go a couple of feet off the back line. 7-6 Minden. And Connie Bauer serving away. Bauer across to the outside. Herbert over the tape. Paige Herbert already has 5 kills in this game, and the Stars only have 7 points. 7-7. Shayla Connor to serve. Anna Squires back into the front row here. And the serve across to Keene. There's Rouse setting Stewart. Stewart blocked. Ace blocked. Was it in or was it out? It was in. Shundoff and Squires. I think Shundoff got more of that one. Nonetheless, it's Kearney Catholic point. And Connor on the serve. Shayla handled by Denny. Rouse back set. Tipped over by Madsen. Overpass Stars. Free ball. Denny with the tip up there quickly by Connor. Standing spike across for Herbert. Rouse dumps it back again. Stars are a little out of system. Squires has to set it. And on the attack, Herbert picked up by Rouse. 10-foot line. Stewart off the block, softly down and good. Stewart with her 5th kill, first of this game. And just like the first 2 sets, pretty tight, back and forth through the first 8 points. 8-8 here. We were also tied 8-8 in the second set, which ended up being our last tie. And Josephine Mattson stays in to serve. Here's the set middle. Herbert on the attack. It's tipped and good. 9-8, Kearney Catholic. Paige Herbert rolling right now. Update from Lincoln. 9 minutes to go. Michigan State threatening and leading at 27-21. They're at the Husker 21. Whitney calling to serve for Kearney Catholic. The lefty puts it in the corner to Keene. In the back row, some miscommunication, so it had to be bumped across. Here's Shundoff on the attack, and Courtney will get the kill. Number 4 for Courtney Shundoff. And Kearney Catholic has scored 4 of the last 5 points to take the lead to 10-8. Whitney calling at the service line. And the lefty will float it across. Keene with the pass to Rouse. Middle attack by Denny. Dug out there by Connor. Set to the outside. Teal down and good. 3rd kill for Kylie Teal. 11-8 Kearney Catholic. And again, Colling, Connor, Studi, Prasoski, they've all had a little bit of a mini run in the match so far today. Over to Bauer. Rouse sets on a slide. Woodward, angle attack is popped up there, but the Stars can't do anything with it. Woodward will get her 7th kill, first of this game. 11-9 Stars. Minden not having a whole lot of success scoring on their serve after Rouse was back there. Jenna Denny to serve. And Denny with the serve. Picked up by the Stars. Back set. Here's Anna Squires. Dribbled it through the double block. Good. Anna Squires just forcing it through the double block. And that'll make it 12-9. Michigan State has just scored on a 3rd and 13, a 27-yard touchdown pass to take a 33-21 lead over Nebraska. Michelle Messbarger serving for Kearney Catholic. Stays deep in the back row and bumped over by Bauer. Here's Connor. Sets to the outside. Teal into the net. Point Minden. Stewart to serve it away. And Rebecca Stewart goes to the far right-hand corner. 2 points down here in the 3rd set. We're even at a game apiece. Stewart floats it into the middle to Colling. Stays in the back row. Connor sets it for Studi. That's always their out when it stays in the back row. Rouse to the outside. Bauer over the double block. Studi dig. Connor set. Here comes Teal. Short set. She'll have to punch it across. Picked up by Stewart. Now Bauer gets a swing. Goes short that time at Teal. And on the slide middle will be tapped across by Oprich. Long rally going here. Woodward off the slide into the Minden net. Minden just keeps making errors here. They only have 3 kills in this game and 1 ace serve, yet they still have 10 points. Allie Prasoski to serve it away here for Kearney Catholic. Trying to take a 2-1 lead. Dumped across by Rouse, and it's just out of bounds. Prasoski came running up on it and saw that it was going to be wide. Time out, Minden. Minden took the first set, 25-21. Kearney Catholic took the second set, 25-18. And the Stars are up 14-10 in the 3rd here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
People you know, community people. Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Mendon Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
With our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Ditta, back at the Heartland Event Center, where we are in the third set. Kearney Catholic leading Minden by a score of 14-10. Out of the Minden timeout, the attack by Bauer will get the ball right back. Carly with her eighth kill, 14-11. And Minden to serve it away with Addie Woodward. She's their leading server so far in the match. And it looks like we've got a sideline warning. Make sure everybody's in the right spot. The scorers table talking with the down officials. So we have a break here. Earlier today in the state tournament, Millard West won class, or Marion won class A, coming from three back, or two back, to win it in five. In C2, St. Cecilia won in four sets over Freeman. And in D2, Giltner had the easiest time today, sweeping Stewart. And I believe we're going to get an out of rotation on Minden on the last point. And so it should be Kearney Catholic ball. So out of rotation, coming out of the timeout. That's a killer there for Minden. What they did was they put Emily Malcolm back in for Josie Madsen, but they didn't officially check her in. And so that's why the point turned the way it did. And that'll make it 15-10. They've got the 15 up, but it should be 10 for Minden. As we have the break here. And Kearney Catholic now wants to make sure they've got the right rotation. And they will bring Mackenzie Smith in to serve. Hervard into the front row. And back to serve it away is Mackenzie Smith. Smith across to Woodward. Rouse sets it to the outside, tipped over by Bauer. Smith with the dig, dumped over. There's the set to the outside and roll back by Bauer. It's down and good. So Bauer will pick up the point. Only thing I can think of is that that point counts and they caught it after the rotation. I've never really seen that, so maybe that point stays for Minden. And it's 15-12. Rouse will serve it across. Middle attack, Oprah gets down and good. And the fourth kill for Callie Oprick. It's 16-12. Back to serve it away will be Morgan Studi. 16-12 stars. Overpass on the serve. Free ball kill. Paige Hervard. Hervard with seven kills here in the third set and 12 in the match. It is 17-12. And Morgan Studi stays at the service line. Studi's jump serve, cut into the corner off Bauer. High bump set has to be passed across by Denny. Here comes Kearney Catholic to the middle. The attack by Sundoff, down and good. Kearney Catholic 18 and Minden 12. In the third, we're even at a set apiece. And Madsen's going to come back in here for Malcolm. Minden still has a timeout. Coach Rouse hoping his team can get back into it here. Studi served, though, looking for three in a row. Again, kind of like last game, tied at eight, and then the Stars go blowing it away. Overpass on the serve, Connor, free ball kill. Studi strong serving, setting up some easy points here for Kearney Catholic, and a timeout by Minden. We are even at a set apiece, but in the third, the Stars have won on an 11-4 run, and they lead it 19-12. We'll be right back on Classic Hits.
When you've been around for more than a century, you understand the power of generations, the value of nurturing and developing those who will carry on the legacy of agriculture and food production. That's why the Aurora Cooperative helps young people gain the experience, expertise, and wisdom to feed the world, be good stewards, become responsible community leaders, and continue setting the example for the generations that follow. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
Morgan Studi has put together three in a row here for Kearney Catholic. And the Stars lead it 19-12 over Minden. Out of the Whippets timeout. Strong serve picked up by the outside and Taylor. It's punched across by Bauer. The passing is broke down a little bit here for Minden. Attacked by Herbert and another kill. Paige Herbert has just dominated this third set. 20-12, Kearney Catholic. That is the eighth kill of this set. The Stars are really, there haven't been a lot of errors from Minden. A lot of points earned here by Kearney Catholic and another ace serve for Morgan Studi. And Studi, they've been looking for this for quite a while, and this is her best run of the postseason. The junior has just dropped five in a row, including an ace. Studi again. This one Keene takes. Rouse runs it down. Right side attack, Bauer. They need her. It's off the block of Shundoff. Set to the outside, Herbert. She's blocked up there by Bauer. Connor will set. Slide Shundoff right side. Down and good. Shayla Connor is directing traffic perfect out there from the center position for Kearney Catholic. And the Stars are going to take a 2-1 lead here. They're 3 points away from doing that. 22-12 here in the third. Third set for these teams. The first couple of days have been real big blowouts. Middle attack, finally Mattson able to put it away. Josie with her first kill. But that snaps a 7-point run for Kearney Catholic. And it's 22-13. Minden trails, and Carly Bauer to serve it away. Again, we're even at a set apiece. So a fourth set's coming up no matter what. Over to Smith. Dumped over Connor in the corner. Good. Shayla has really gotten away from that since the early portion of the second set. That's her fourth kill. And Connor will go back to serve it away at 23-13 here in the fourth. Connor serve. Just raises it across to Keene. Rouse tight to the net. Has to be set across by Mattson. Here's Connor. That's outside. Herbert on the attack. Picked up by Bauer. Rouse with the set to the outside. Stewart blocked. Ace block. Shunned off. And Squires teaming up again. Shunned off with her second ace block here. And it is game point for Kearney Catholic. 24-13. And subbing into the match here for Minden will be Marissa Weaver as Connor gets ready to serve it away. Connor tries to serve it at Weaver and does. Back set, middle attack, tipped over by Denny. Block Shundoff, and that's her game. Courtney Shundoff with three ace blocks here in the third set. And Kearney Catholic plays a flawless third set for the most part. 25-13, and they're up 2-1. Over the Minden Whippets, and we'll be back with the numbers in a minute here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
Let's take a look at the numbers from the third set that we had for you. First off, for the Minden Whippets, I had Josie Manson with one kill. Allie Rouse, three service points. One was an ace. Addie Woodward, a service point and a kill. Carly Bauer had three kills. Rebecca Stewart, one kill. Six kills, no ace blocks, one ace serve for Minden. For Kearney Catholic, Kylie Teal had one kill. Morgan Studi had seven service points. One was an ace. Whitney Colling had two service points. Shayla Connor, two service points, two kills. Courtney Shendoff, three ace blocks and three kills. She teamed up on two of those with Anna Squires. Callie Obrick had two kills. Anna Squires had one kill. Mackenzie Smith, two service points. And Paige Herbert in the third set had eight kills. Kearney Catholic had 17 kills, three ace blocks, and one ace serve. So Minden only had four errors. And the Stars win it 25-13. Kearney Catholic is up 2-1 over Minden. And we'll head to the C1 State Volleyball Championship right after this timeout.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Welcome back to the Heartland Events Center here in Grand Island. 5 minutes to go in Lincoln. Michigan State has the ball and a 34-21 lead over Nebraska. Again, the story there today, Nebraska has five turnovers. Here, Kearney Catholic serves to start the fourth set, and Carly Bauer drops it down for the kill. Shayla Connor tried to play a little soccer kick move on it, but Minden will get the point. This statistic, the team that has scored first in the first three sets has won the set. So that bodes good for Minden as they are down 2-1, and Addie Woodward will serve it away. Right at Studi, stays in the back row. Right side attack, Teal off the block. Rouse has to play the dig. Taylor sets it up, dumped across by Bauer. Studi with a bump set, and it's passed over here by the Stars. Rouse sets middle. Malcolm in the corner with the kill. 2-0, Minden. Minden has grabbed that early lead in all four sets. It ends up always kind of getting balanced after that. Let's see if Minden can get a really good start here. Woodward serve in the corner to Herbert. The attack by Oprek, who's been kind of quiet today. Dump back over on a low pass by Rouse. Slide Oprek. That attack's dug out by Woodward. Here's Bauer into the back row. Good. Herbert hit the ground really, really hard. And she's feeling that one. Carly Bauer with her 10th kill, but I'd serve it at Herbert right now. She landed on her hip, might have even knocked a little wind out of her. They try to serve it at her, but Studi takes it to the outside. Teal, her attack down and good. Kylie Teal with a great-looking pass and gets her fourth kill. Kearney Catholic is on the board here in game number four. First set went to Minden 25-21. Then Kearney Catholic took the next two, 25-18, 25-13. Mackenzie Smith to serve for the Stars. And across it comes to Jenna Denny. Bauer on the outside, tipped it into the block. Stars trying to take it back on a quick hit, but Malcolm dug it. So the Stars will go to Herbert. Herbert off the net, and it is down and good. Paige Herbert leads the Stars here unofficially with 14 kills. Then you go to six for Anna Squires and Courtney Shundoff. Mackenzie Smith with the serve. 3-2, Minden with the lead. Bauer on the attack. Kearney Catholic slides. Oprek right side. Nice dig in the corner there by Jenna Denny. To the outside, it'll be driven wide and out of bounds by Bauer. So Bauer hits it out, and it's 3-3. Mackenzie Smith on the serve. 3-3 tie. Slide Malcolm, and Emily will put it down. Fourth kill for Malcolm. Minden has the lead, 4-3. And back to serve it away will be Allie Rouse. She's got 6 points from the service line. One ace last set. Rouse's serve high, short. Smith returns it out of bounds. Connor didn't see where it was. She was getting over there to set it. And Rouse gets her second ace. 5-3 Minden. Rouse with the serve. Takes his back middle to Prasoski. Set to the outside. Herbert. Herbert over the double block. Page down and good. The junior on fire here in the state championship. Page, Studi, Connor. They are the three that saw really any time last year in the finals. Of course, Connor started. And then Studi and Herbert played in. Here's the middle attack, Malcolm, and it is just off the back line. Thought about it for a second, missed it close, and it's 5-5. Studi had that long run in game three from the service line. Currently has 12 points tonight. Two are aces. Studi's jump serve to Woodward. Tight to the net, set out there. Rouse for Denny. Big swing, block shunned off. But there is Woodward to cover. Right side, Bauer. Her attack dug out for Prasoski. Dumped into the corner. Woodward, another great dig. Set right side, Bauer. Near side kill. Carly Bauer, her 11th kill. But that was Woodward that kept the point alive to even allow a swing. And Minden takes the lead back 6-5. Fourth set. Kearney Catholic's up 2-1. Carly Bauer to serve. Down the middle it comes to Mackenzie Smith. Connor sets high. Herbert on the attack. Picked up by Woodward. It goes way off the court. Run down by Bauer and set across by Denny. Smith quickly to Connor. Middle attack shunned off. It'll be dug out by Bauer to Denny on the outside. Rattles off the fingertips. And there's Studi. Fake the slide. Go to the outside. Herbert blocked by Stewart. Great save by Smith. Dumped across. Out of system. Both teams here. Denny will set it over. Here's the set again. Herbert swing, tipped it over. One-arm return that time by Rouse. Connor, there's the dump. Another one-arm save by Rouse. Long rally going. Denny from off the net and in the net. Point Kearney Catholic. Great, great rally. Maybe the best of the match here early in game four. Don't forget at the end of our match, we'll try to catch both coaches, bring you all the stats on the Misco Sports postgame show. Shayla Connor serves at 6-6 here in the fourth. Set to Stewart. She takes a big run and then tips it over. Two ball back by Squires. Carly Bauer has to set it. Rolled over by Stewart. Studi with a dig. Back set right side, Anna Squires. Termination, Kearney Catholic. And Anna with her seventh kill. She has kind of been the piece today. It seems like either one of these teams has that extra person that doesn't necessarily have a great match every single time, but steps up somebody. And right now it's Anna Squires. And on the other side, Malcolm. Emily Malcolm on the right side will get the quick kill, her fifth. 7-7 in the fourth. And Malcolm will go back and serve it away. And Malcolm takes some time across to Studi. Overpass free ball tipped down by Stewart. Rebecca with her sixth kill. And Minden regains the lead at 8-7. Emily Malcolm, that is her first point on the serve in the championship. And that was after having good first 2 days here in Grand Island. Serve across to Herbert. High set back to Page out of the back row. Takes it across softly to Malcolm. Back set Denny. Goes with a power tip into the back row. Connor back set Anna Squires. She'll tip it across. It's good. Anna Squires with her eighth kill. 8-8. It has been tied at 8. Every one of the sets except the first. 8-8 in the second. 8-8 in the third. And that is where Kearney Catholic has made their run. Minden has to get the ball back here. Calling to serve. She's one of the reasons with her strong serve. Slive Woodward tipped it over. Easy play for the Stars. Back set right side. Squires off the block. One arm up. Kept it alive by Rouse. Passed across by Stewart. Very low. Squires sets again. Shunned off in the middle. Off the block of Stewart. Keen with the dig. Set to the outside. Stewart into the net. Was it blocked or was it into the net? They're going to say it was into the net. Minden thought it was tipped. If it's tipped, it's Minden ball. The official is signaling tip. If it's tipped, it's Minden ball. If it wasn't tipped, it's Kearney Catholic ball. If it was tipped, it's Minden ball, and that's what they indicated. Well, off the air, Kearney Catholic gets it. Whitney Colling serves. Middle attack driven down by Denny. And the ball right back over to Minden. So Jenna Denny, that is her first kill of the match. And she'll go back and serve it away. And the serve by Denny. 9-9 here in the fourth. Takes it at Teal. Set to the back row. Studi attack deep. Minden back on top. 10-9 Whippets with Jenna Denny at the service line. Yesterday in the semifinal, Denny had 8 kills, which may have been a career best. Serve across, short to Studi. Dumped over by Connor, but wide and out of bounds. And now Minden has a 2-point lead at 11-9. Coach Chris Connor talking things over with her assistants. Amy Johnson, Sokolowski, and Denny to serve. Jenna again, short serve. Barely picked up by Studi. Has to be set across, and a double hit's going to be called, and it's 12-9. Minden, 4 in a row here for the Whippets, and timeout. Kearney Catholic. Kearney Catholic is up 2-1, but Minden has grabbed a 12-9 lead in the fourth. You're listening to the C1 State Volleyball Championship on Classic Hits.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call agent Joe Methy.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
In Lincoln, it's all but over. Nebraska has given up a 37-yard touchdown run with 2 minutes to go, and Michigan State leads Nebraska 41-21. Here, Minden leads Kearney Catholic 12-9 in the fourth set. Jenna Denny out of the timeout, serves it wide and out of bounds. Kylie Teal was doing the safety dance over there to try and get out of the way. Didn't know whether it was going to be in or not. And the service error will be the first of the set for either team, and Michelle Messbarger will come in and serve it. Serves across to Jenna Denny. Rouse outside, a little wide, so it's tipped over by Stewart. Kearney Catholic goes to Teal. Teal into the net. Attack error. Point for Minden. Shunned off back in. And that will allow the libero Studi in to take Messbarger out. And Rebecca Stewart serves it for Minden. Stewart serve, back middle to Colling. High set to the outside, Teal. And into the net, 4 hits called. Back-to-back errors for Teal, and it'll be 14-10, Minden. Stewart, that's her first point on serve since the first set. And now Maddie Squires will come back into the ball game for Kearney Catholic. She started and played early. Then Teal played for a while. Now Squires, and now Stewart serves it out. Back over to the Stars. And it will be Allie Persosky to come in for Anna Squires in the normal rotation move. And Persosky to serve it away. Allie so far tonight, 5 points from the line. Over to Bauer. Set right side, Woodward. Wide right. Looked like it was into the net. They say it was tipped. Bauer on the attack. Down and good, and Minden got the point. 15-11 Minden, and back over to Woodward. Serving it up will be Woodward with a 4-point lead, and into the net it goes. That's 3 straight service errors for Minden. Mix in 1 point there, but the last 3 points by Kearney Catholic have been off Minden service errors. And Mackenzie Smith will serve it away. Smith with 5 points in the match, 1's an ace. Smith serve, picked up by Bauer. Here's Rouse, slide Malcolm, right side, blocked up there by Herbert, dug out by Woodward. Wide set outside, Bauer deep on the attack. Point Kearney Catholic. 15-13. Minden needs this to force a fifth game of the championship. Kearney Catholic's been there the last 2 years against SCOTUS. Mackenzie Smith with the serve. Set it to the wide side. Bauer, good angle attack. Floated to her left, sent it back against the grain to the right. And Carly Bauer with a dozen kills here in the match. 16-13 Minden, and Allie Rouse to serve it away. Rouse high, short serve, 10-foot line. Prasoski set high. Herbert, Page, angle, out. Right in front of the Minden bench. 17-13 Minden. Rouse to serve. Back and forth match. It was Minden early, then Kearney Catholic took over, and now it's Minden again. Set middle, Oprich, her attack is good. Callie Oprich, her fifth kill of this match. Side out, Kearney Catholic, and here's Studi. Studi's kind of had it going today. She could get the Stars right back in this. Jump serve, though, is in the net. 18-14, Minden with the lead. That's the first service error of the fourth set for Kearney Catholic. Carly Bauer now to serve it away. They do not want to get any closer. Leave the Stars at arm's length right here. Over to Mackenzie Smith. Back set middle. Shundoff rattles it off the block. Woodward with the dig. Outside Denny. Rolls it over the double block. Here's Kearney Catholic with the dump back. Connor. Minton's ready for it. Right side Stewart rattles it off the block for the kill. Number 7 for Rebecca. 19-14 Minden. Timeout, Kearney Catholic. We're in the fourth set. Minden won the opener, 25-21. Kearney Catholic took the next two, 25-18, 25-13. But Minden in the lead, 19-14 in the fourth. You're listening to the C1 State Volleyball Championships here on Classic Hits.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Welcome back to the Heartland Event Center here in Grand Island. I want to thank the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school volleyball action. Don't forget Football Monday, Amherst at Stewart here on Classic Hits. Hemingford at Overton on ESPN 1460. 1:30 pregame, 2 o'clock kickoff for both. Then Tuesday, Donovan Trumbull at Battle Creek here on Classic Hits. Back to action. Bauer serves it across. Passed over by the Stars. Free ball taken by Malcolm. Dug out there by Prasoski. Shundoff with the kill. Side out, Kearney Catholic. Courtney with her first kill of the fourth set. 19-15 Minden. Stars are up 2-1. Shayla Connor to serve. Star fans for the most part on their feet. Minden fans kind of set and seeing if they can get to a fifth. Middle attack Denny, overpassed into the net. Kill, Jenna Denny. Her second and both are here in this fourth set. 20-15. And back to serve it will be Malcolm. Emily, few bounces. And the serve. Picked up there by Studi. Bump set by Connor from off the net. Shundoff is deep and out of bounds. And Minden is back up by 6. 21-15. If we go to a fifth set, they'll have a coin toss to determine who gets the serve and which side you pick. And then we play to just 15. Serve over to Herbert. Dumped across by Connor. Bauer's ready. She really ate Minden up in the sub-districts with that dump across. Here's a great save by Smith. Kearney Catholic passed it across. Free ball, though, out of system for the Stars. Stewart blocked up front by Shundoff. Rouse sets again. Woodward in the middle. And it's dug out by Connor. Now the Stars have a chance out of the back row Studi. And it's off the block and good. Woodward tried to go with that block off the back row. Morgan Studi with her second kill. Side out, Kearney Catholic. Minden still a comfortable lead, 21-16. And Whitney calling in to serve it for the Stars. The left-hander floats it down the line to Keene. Rouse sets it up. Right side tip Woodward. Collings right there to cover. Back set. Here's Anna Squires on the attack. Couple of one-arms by Rouse and Keene, and they'll pass it across. Great job by the Whippets. Here's Connor. Right side attack. Blocked up front or in the net? We're going to say four hits called on Kearney Catholic. Point Minden saying there was no block. And back to serve it, Jenna Denny. 22-16 Whippets. You can see it's starting to wear on both teams. A little heavy breathing. Getting ready for the fifth, possibly. It's going to be an ace served by Jenna Denny. 8 points, her first ace. Two away from a fifth set. That appears to be the only thing Kearney Catholic knows on Saturdays in Grand Island. Denny with the serve. Across to Colling. Connor, high set. Maddie Squires tips it across. Dig is made. Stewart, middle attack Woodward, and it's down and good. It's game point. The eighth kill for Woodward. 24-16 Minden. And Denny serving it up for the fifth. Denny way off the service line. Takes that little four-step run. Fires it across to Colling. Connor sets. Middle attack shunned off. Out of bounds, and we're headed to a fifth. Minden has forced a fifth set for the third consecutive year in the C1 State Championship. 25-16. And we'll be back with the numbers after this timeout.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, all the new 2013 Ford F-150 Crew Cab four-wheel drives have got to go, and Crossroads Ford is dealing. Many specials marked right on the windshields. Ask about manufacturer rebates and factory bonus cash or available special APR Ford credit financing with approved credit. They need trade-ins. Now's the best time to get a great deal. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
And we are back here at the Heartland Events Center in Grand Island. Let's take a look at the unofficial numbers I had from the fourth set for Kearney Catholic. We will see that Kylie Teal had one kill. Morgan Studi has service pointed a kill. Whitney Colling had a service point. Shayla Connor had one service point. Maddie Squires had a kill. Courtney Shundoff had a kill. Callie Oprick, one kill. Anna Squires had two kills. Three service points for Mackenzie Smith and two kills for Paige Herbert. Nine kills, no ace blocks, no ace serves for the Stars. For Minden, I had Allie Rouse with two service points. One was an ace. Addie Woodward had two service points and a kill. Emily Malcolm, two service points and two kills. Carly Bauer had a service point and three kills. Rebecca Stewart had a service point and two kills. And Jenna Denny had six service points. One was an ace and two kills. 10 kills, no ace blocks, and two ace serves. Minden wins the fourth set, 25-16. We go to a fifth and deciding set for the C1 State Volleyball Championship right after this on Classic Hits and PlantRiverPreps.com.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about your seed treatment options for your farm, contact Tom or Jamie Madsen of Madsen Seed in Minden, your local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. Congratulations, Whippets, and best of luck at State.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
This is what it's all about. For the third straight year, Kearney Catholic goes to a fifth set. Last year, 15-9, they beat SCOTUS. 2 years ago, they lost 15-12. For Minden, they are looking for their first state championship since 1980. And in the state finals for Minden in 1980, it was a best of three, and they won 15-13 in the third. They were the runner-up in 2007. They were swept by Ord. So this is their first fifth set. Minden won the toss. They will serve with Rebecca Stewart and move from right to left. Kearney can from left to right. We play to 15. The ball is in the air. Serve across. Maddie Squires on the attack, and we are underway. Middle attack, Woodward off the block. Stars are able to dig it out. Move it to the outside. Maddie Squires tips it across. Stay out of the net. Overpass. Kearney Catholic with a quick return. Here's Bauer on the roll. Down and good. And Minden has scored the first point. And again, the team that has scored first has won all four sets. So Minden scores first here with Rebecca Stewart on the Carly Bauer kill, her 13th. Stewart served deep out of bounds, even at one apiece. Either way, somebody's going to be heartbroken here in about 15 minutes, and somebody's going to be really celebrating. It's an honor to cover both the Stars and the Whippets here on Classic Hits. You can't pull for either one. You just hope that it's a well-played fifth. As Mackenzie Smith serves it across, the pass is off the mark. Almost sent Keenan to the cameraman, but she gets it back over. And they'll call a double hit on the set across on Minden. So they got the ball back, but then a double hit called. And it's 2-1 Kearney Catholic. Mackenzie Smith serves it across right at Denny. Rouse sets middle. Bauer into the net. Blocked by Oprek. Nope, four hits will be called. 2-3-1 Kearney Catholic. So the senior Mackenzie Smith serving it away here for the Stars. And the early lead makes a much bigger difference when you're only playing to 15. Overpassed, redirected over the net by Rouse. Dumped back over by Connor. And it's in. It just hit the tape in front of the up official. Shayla Connor gets the kill, her fifth, and Minden leads it 4-1. Or excuse me, Kearney Catholic leads it 4-1. Minden needs it back right here. Smith with the serve, short, just dropped it across. Pass off the mark, ace. 5-1 Kearney Catholic, and that'll probably bring a timeout here for Minden, and it does. Timeout here in the fifth set. It is Kearney Catholic 5, Minden 1. We'll be right back.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
Look out, 35-40, down the right sideline.
Tremendous impact.
He's at the 15, at the 10, he's at the 5-yard line, touchdown.
Great frequency and a big score with local fans.
Lunges and goes in for the touchdown.
When you advertise on Platte River Radio's huge array of high school sports broadcasts.
High school volleyball is on the air.
If we haven't contacted you yet, give us a nudge. We'd be proud to call your business our sponsor. Send an email to sportsmarketing@kkpr.com or call 308-236-9900.
10-5, touchdown.
The server cross, Bauer on the outside into her own net. And it is 6-1, Kearney Catholic with the lead. Stars, again, had never won a state title until last year. And now they're looking for two in a row. Serve across, Minden sets it right side. There's Bauer with a good swing, picked up by Studi. Connor sets outside for Herbert, the leading attacker of the match for the Stars, dug out by Denny. Short set, Bauer tips it across, up by Connor. Prosaski sets Herbert, over the block, down and good. It is 7-1, Kearney Catholic. Paige Herbert with the kill on that one. And for Paige, that will unofficially be her 16th, and Mackenzie Smith continues to throw bullets, and it looks like Minden's getting a little nervous. As the pass is across, Connor sets middle, Oprek on the attack deep. But in the net called, no, a tip called. Oprek gets the kill.
her sixth. Smith at 8-1. Substitution, Madsen will come in for Minden. Serve clipped the net, it's another ace. Mackenzie Smith is on fire in the fifth set of a state championship game. The senior stepping up here. It's 9-1. We saw Norris come back from 9-1 on Thursday, but now it's 10-1. Another ace. Timeout, Minden. And it may not take 15 minutes. Kearney Catholic has come out and dominated here in the fifth set with the serving of senior Mackenzie Smith. 9 consecutive points to lead it 10-1. And now Minden is going to need a miraculous comeback. But it all starts with one. They need to get the ball back off this serve. Smith with 9 consecutive points, 3 of those aces, including back-to-back. After Minden had come back and really controlled the fourth set and won it 25-16. Kearney Catholic leading this 10-1. As the fans go crazy here at the Heartland Events Center, this is their fifth state final. They won it last year. They were the runners-up in 2010 and 11. And now lead it 10-1, waiting for Minden to take the court here. Don't forget the Misco Sports postgame show coming up. Final stats, we will try and get a brief comment from the coaches. We'll see how that goes. Stay with us. Still to come, the Class B final next between Norris and Elkhorn South, and then St. Mary's and BDS and D2. And out of the timeout, they let it go, and it's an ace. Mackenzie Smith serves it right on the back line. And an ace, 3 in a row from Smith. 11-1. Serve this one, handled by Bauer. Rouse, back set, Woodward on the attack, dug out by Prasoski. Back row attack, Studi. It's down and good. Morgan Studi. And in a game that has had so many switches of momentum, there won't be enough now for Minden. It's 12-1. That ball, all of a sudden, has a homing device to the floor for the Stars. Smith serve, pass tight to the net. Rouse gets it out to Bauer. From the back row, she'll drive it across to Studi. Connor, bump set to the back row. Studi, dug out Keane, and it's out of bounds. Morgan Studi with her fourth kill. It is 13-1. Smith stays at the service line. And it was too good a season to have it end this way for Minden. And Smith finally serves it into the net. A 12-0 run in the fifth set of a state final. And now Minden to serve with Addie Woodward. 13-2, Kearney Catholic. Across to Studi. Connor sets to the outside. Herbert on the attack. It is out of bounds. Is there a tip? There is a tip called in the back corner. And it is championship point. Herbert with the kill. Studi to serve it. It's championship point. The jump serve is picked up by Bauer. Pass to the outside. Carly's attack is dug out by Smith. Connor to the back row. Studi with the swing. Picked up there by Taylor. Rouse sets. Carly Bauer on the swing. It's down and good. So championship point averted. It's 14-3. And Allie Rouse now to serve for Minden. Championship point number 2 for Kearney Catholic. Rouse with the serve, floats it across to Smith. Connor set, slide, shunned off, down and good. And for the second straight year, in 5 sets, the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars are your C1 state champions. 21-25, 25-18, 25-13. 16-25 and 15-3. They finished the season with a record of 27-8. Minden 27-5. And we will be back with the Misco Sports postgame show. All the final stats and more coming up after this on Classic Hits 98.9.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
And welcome back to the Heartland Events Center here in Grand Island. It's time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, taking care of all of our area athletes with the very best equipment. Misco Sports, you'll be better equipped for the game you play. Misco Sports, out of their storefront location in downtown Ord. Kearney Catholic, a 15-3 fifth set win over the Minden Lady Whippets to win their second consecutive state championship and to sweep all three matches this year from Minden. It was the strong serving of Mackenzie Smith in the fifth set, but there were so many other factors today. Kearney Catholic played about as balanced of a match as you could play, and it was vastly different than the sub-district final just a week ago at Kearney High School. Minden takes it to a fifth set, but just one of those things that you won't be able to explain how things went so wrong in the fifth set for Minden, who has had another outstanding run. Brings home their third state runner-up trophy here today, the last in 2007. We'll take a break. Be back with more after this timeout.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
With our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, saying thanks for being with us here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Minden, Hastings, St. Cecilia, Kearney Catholic, Giltner, all state champions today, along with Omaha Marion. Up next, Elkhorn South and North to be O'Neill St. Mary's and Brooding Davenport Shickley in Class D1. Let's take a look at the fifth set finals stats here. By the way, St. Cecilia just claimed the sportsmanship trophy as well in C2, and it looks like Ogallala is going to get C1. But for Minden, they only scored 3 points in that fifth set, so there's not a whole lot to talk about. Rebecca Stewart had one service point and one kill for Carly Bauer. So one kill, no ace blocks, and no ace serve in that set. One of the points also came on a service error, so that's all Minden had in that fifth set of play. For Kearney Catholic, I had Morgan Studi with two kills. How about that? In the fifth set, Studi comes up with two. Then you slide down to Courtney Shundoff, who had one kill. Callie Oprick had one kill. And two kills for Paige Herbert. And then the Mackenzie Smith show was the rest of the story. She had 12 service points to take it from 1-0 to 13-1. And of those 12 service points, four of them were aces. So Kearney Catholic had six kills, no ace blocks, and four ace serves to win the fifth and final set by a score of 15-3. We'll be back with the cumulative numbers right after this timeout.
People you know, community people, people you know.
community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Mendon Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
When you've been around for more than a century, you understand the power of generations, the value of nurturing and developing those who will carry on the legacy of agriculture and food production. That's why the Aurora Cooperative helps young people gain the experience, expertise, and wisdom to feed the world, be good stewards, become responsible community leaders, and continue setting the example for the generations that follow. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
And we are back here at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island, continuing on with the Misco Sports postgame show. Let's take a look now at the final overall cumulative statistics for today's match. Starting with Minden, it was Josie Madsen, one kill. Allie Rouse, eight service points, two of them aces. She had two kills. Addie Woodward had nine service points. One was an ace, and she had eight kills. Then we'll go down to Emily Malcolm. For Emily, she had two service points and five kills. Carly Bauer, three service points, an ace block, and I had her for 13 kills in her final match for the Whippets. Rebecca Stewart, six service points, an ace block, seven kills, and Jenna Denny led the team in serving with 10 points. One was an ace. She had two kills. Overall, the numbers for Minden are not going to reflect a five-set stat. As far as the digs, it probably would, but Minden had 38 kills, two ace blocks, and four ace serves, as Minden will end their season with a record of 27-5, three losses to the state champion Kearney Catholic, the other two to the third-place team in Ogallala. That's a heck of a resume for the Minden Whippets. We'll be back and look at Kearney Catholic's numbers right after this.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, the only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. Growing up, you didn't care if your home was small or if the curtains were old or if you had to share a room with your brother and your guinea pig. I mean, they both smelled the same. The important things were sneaking in bed with mom and dad when it thundered. Now you care more about things like square footage and if there's a breakfast nook. You still want a home that gives you all the good feelings of the one you grew up in. Call McBride Realty of Minden. Scott, Glenda, Annie, and Patty know about the heart and soul of a home. For more information, visit McBrideRealtyServices.com.
And welcome back to the Go Sports postgame show here on Classic Hits 98.9. Let's take a look at the overall final cumulative stats here for Kearney Catholic. Michelle Messbarger had two service points. Allie Teal had four kills. Morgan Studi, she ended up with a total of 12 service points. Two of them were aces. She had four kills. Whitney Colling had eight service points. Shayla Connor had seven service points, an ace block, and five kills. Maddie Squires had four kills. Courtney Shundoff had three ace blocks and eight kills. Callie Oprick had six kills. Anna Squires, off to the hot start, finished with eight kills. Allie Persosky had five service points. Mackenzie Smith had a total of 17 service points. That was a make it 18. She had 18 service points, a match high. Of course, 12 of those were in the fifth set. She had five ace serves and one kill, and Paige Herbert led all players in the kill department today with 17. Unofficially, I had Kearney Catholic with 57 kills, four ace blocks, seven ace serves. They had four ace serves in the fifth, a combined three in the first four sets. Kearney Catholic wins it 21-25. 25-18, 25-13, 16-25, and 15-3 in the fifth to claim their second state championship, their back-to-back champions with a record of 27-8. We'll be back with more on the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Welcome back to the Heartland Event Center here in Grand Island, where we are two-thirds of the way done for us here at Classic Hits, ESPN Radio, The Breeze, 94.5, and 1230 KHAS. This will bring to an end our high school volleyball season, and what a year it has been. Three state champions for Kearney Catholic, Hastings St. Cecilia, and Giltner. Also a shout-out to Bertrand. What a year they had. Probably a point away yesterday from being in the finals today and winning it all against the Giltner team that they had beaten in the district finals. A great year for them. Grand Island Northwest, their 65-match winning streak coming to an end last night. Then they bounce back and cruise in the third-place game here today. Axtell, don't forget that they went deep into five sets in the opening round on Thursday night. Grand Island and Ord, they made it here. Aurora made it here. What a great run by all of these squads as the Kearney Catholic team comes over and celebrates with their fans with their second consecutive state championship trophy here at the Heartland Event Center. A great moment. And remember, only two seniors on this ball club. Congratulations to Shayla Connor and Mackenzie Smith, and to the great seniors from Minden, Shea Taylor, along with Anisha Keene and Carly Bauer, only three seniors. Of course, both teams will lose a couple of key cogs from their clubs. And we are about ready to wrap things up here on the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the bricks for years, taking care of all of the fine athletes throughout the state of Nebraska and all of our schools. Misco Sports, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Both coaches are tied up with post-game interviews with the television, and so we'll get a chance to chat with them at a future time, probably on the Doug and Daddy Show Monday and Tuesday on ESPN Radio. So to Minden and to Kearney Catholic, thanks for all they've done over the past few years, and especially this season. We look forward to getting into the football semifinals and every game of the state football championships on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Again, Monday, here on Classic Hits, it is Amherst at Stewart. Tuesday, Donovan Trumbull is at Battle Creek. Monday's game kicks off at 2, Tuesday's at 5:30, and we'll have the Hemingford at Overton game on ESPN 1460 Monday afternoon at 2 o'clock. You've been listening to high school volleyball from the state tournament here in Grand Island. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug. Thanks so much for all your support this season to the sponsors, to the coaches, to the athletic directors, and the fans. Great match here. Kearney Catholic wins it in five over Minden. Have a great weekend, everyone. We'll talk to you Monday from Stewart in the State High School Football Playoffs.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.